My name. Janet Bradley. I'm a social work field educator. Today is August 3rd, 2019, and I'm speaking with my colleague and friend, Reva Zeff, who is also a field educator, and we're doing this on the anniversary of her retirement. We are recording this interview in Chicago, Illinois.
And this is Cindy Hunter. I'm also a field educator interviewing Reva.
And I'm Julia Moen. I'm a former field educator and a social work practitioner today.
So Reva, tell us some highlights of your social work career.
So I've been a social worker for almost 50 years. And in that time, I've worked with children in foster care and adoptions and adolescents going through the legal system and then in education, educating future social workers. Throughout that time, there's been a number of situations that have both been challenging and have been really highlights. And in each one of those arenas that I've worked in. But I think one of the biggest highlight of my career was really, it's been rewarding in all of the areas. It's been rewarding having children being able to be placed in safe environments where they're able to attach and they're able to just feel that they can grow and not worry about where they're going to get their next meal or, you know, their security, where they're not worried about their security. And whether that's back with their natural families or whether they are adopted in either an extended family or with just an adoption family, but the fact that they can be safe and grow up in a safe environment. And then it's been really rewarding working with adolescents. It's also difficult working with adolescents because developmentally, adolescents are, they think they're young adults in these very adolescent child minds. But it's really rewarding when, like a year later, 2 years later, they send you a note or they stop by and they see you and they go, you know, I was really difficult when we worked together, but I remember what we talked about. And you really planted a seed. And I think that was a really takeaway for me, the fact that sometimes social workers plant seeds and it takes a while for the seed to mature, you know. And then it's really nice to know when it does. But a really amazing highlight for me was when I became an educator. And I was able to be in a position, not that I educated or not that I was the sole responsible person for future social workers, but the idea that you get to see people move through a system and move through a developmental stages and really learn skills and become really comfortable with themselves and go out. And again, it's like you've planted that seed and they become amazing social workers. And that's been really rewarding.
That was beautiful, Reva. Building on that, what would you say has been maybe your greatest accomplishment?
Besides my own family, which is not what we're talking about. But I really think my greatest accomplishment was, it was simple. It wasn't that I invented the atom bomb. It wasn't that I wrote an amazing book. It wasn't that I changed the world, but I think my greatest accomplishment was really the planting the seeds. It's like the little by little by little, watching somebody go through a metamorphosis from whoever I am today to whoever I'm going to be later.
Mm. So not one single accomplishment, but like a Johnny Appleseed accomplishment.
Yeah. It's really impactful to know that you have impacted somebody's life in a very small way. And I don't ever think that I did it in a large way, that I was responsible for one person's total change. I was part of a group. You know, I'm always part of a group. We're part of a community. And it takes all of us to move a person. But to know that I had a small part in it is really, I think, my biggest accomplishment.
So, Reva, moving from accomplishments, can you find an example of a time when you experienced challenge, adversity, and then how you overcame that?
In social work, you always run up against challenges. In social work education, you always run up against challenges. There's systemic challenges, and then there's the challenges with individual students, administrators. As a field director, we're working with community agencies. But I think one of the biggest, a time that I had adversity, as a field educator was this was just a challenge for me, is a student who was doing their internship in an agency would come back to a classroom and report just something that was going on with their internship in a classroom. And the classroom instructor would hear it and would pursue it with the student, and it would become a major stumbling block for the student. And so the instructor would bring it back. And in meetings, in faculty meetings, we'd often bring up, you know, what was going on in the classroom and student challenges. And unfortunately, as a field director, you don't always have direct experience, direct contact with students in their agencies. You have people between you and the student. You have field liaisons who their role is to do the first contact with the student. And sometimes in a perfect world, it comes back to the field director. And in a non-perfect world, it doesn't always come back to the field director. So in this situation, I was sitting in a meeting and didn't know this was happening. This situation was going on, and I hear about it from faculty, and then they look at me like, okay, Reva, tell us about it. And I'm going like, I will find out, because I don't know. And so it's a challenge. It was always a challenge for me not to feel that I knew what was going on, like, and to feel like, oh, I've missed something. I must not be doing my job because I missed something. So that's a challenge for me. And because I don't like to look like I don't know what I'm doing. It's hard for people to feel that way. And so, but my comment is, I will find out. So, you know, I got more information from the classroom professor. And then I went back and I spoke to the student and I spoke to the liaison and I spoke to the agency, the field instructor, the agency supervisor of the student. And the main thing is like, then I had to figure out, what is the process? Mm-hmm. You know, what is the process that I have to follow? And as long as I have to keep to the process, I knew that that it was okay. So overcoming the challenge or the adversity is always remembering that, A, it's okay not to know everything. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. It's okay to go, I don't have every answer at the moment I get the question. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't make me less of a field educator, doesn't make me less of a field director. And having the process and being able to use the process and having faith that I'm following the process and it's a good, strong process, was really a big lesson for me, is to know that we set up this process, it's a good process, and if you follow it, you'll be okay. And to know that I don't have to take everything personally.
Yeah. It sounds like you were also listening to all the players.
I did.
Deep listening, and then patiently waiting till you get to the end of the process not having to sort of quickly try to fix it or solve it.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Thank you.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
Riva, what are some of the most important lessons you've learned, and how have you learned them?
That's a great question. I think some of the lessons I've learned is really just how to work both independently, but yet know that you are part of a team, you're part of a community, that you really don't work, that not everything is up to you, and that you have people behind you, you have allies and people behind you that are there to help you. It's easy to think that you direct the field program, and so it's all on you, but you have to remember that you have a team behind you, and to be able to use your team and be able to listen to your team and what works for your team. And then if you need to make tweaks, it's not your ego, it's not your program, that it all has to be your way. But if there's things in the program that don't work, and you've listened and you know why they don't work as a group, how do you fix it to make it work in the future?
The importance of collaboration.
Yeah. I mean, I think that was a big lesson for me. And and that goes back to the previous question of, I don't have to have every answer, and that I work with a team, I work with people, and how to, if I can bring out the best in my team, they will help me have the best program.
So, Riva, who has been your mentor in this process, or mentors, and who have you mentored?
I have had many mentors, especially, and I'm just going to focus on being a field educator. The program director who hired me was a mentor. Mm-hmm. And she was a good mentor in terms of how to navigate through a university system, and in terms of really, really focusing on who our students are and how our students different from the clients that I used to work with. Mm-hmm. And the difference is, our students, every person has challenges, but our students are there to learn and to focus on the learning and who they are, versus, is there something that I need to fix or need to help them fix? And there might be, even with the students, but we're there to help them learn. And what's amazing is to hear students say, or get a note from them going, you were my mentor. And you're going like, it's nice, because I didn't know it. And we don't always know it. But the other mentors I had through this that were the most amazing mentors were, I had the good fortune and the good luck to be selected to a national committee, the baccalaureate program Baccalaureate Program Directors, the Field Education Committee. And I have learned so much from the three people who are interviewing me, from Cindy, Janet, and Julia, and the other people who are on the committee. And I really think that they were the mentors. They were, when you have a question, this is who you go to. Like, okay, what do I do now? This is a situation. And we've all had similar situations. And these mentors have been absolutely life-giving and really pushing me forward. And that's what a good mentor is pushing the mentee forward, helping them look at things through different eyes, be more creative. And so I think the three of you have really been really the most important people. I'm sorry to the program director, because you've been important.
Reva, you know that feeling is mutual for all of us. Can you just give an example or two of the kind of issues that field directors wrestle with and why you would have sought mentorship on that?
So there's issues of your program accepts a student who is who's really on the cusp of not being ready to be a social worker, to be in an agency with students. But for reasons, they're accepted into the program. As the field director, it's your responsibility to place them in an agency for their 400 plus hours of internship. And you're going like, where am I going to place them? Mm-hmm. Because these students are going to be working with clients, and you know, everybody knows that they're not really ready. And so the question is, and this is where you go back and you consult and you go like, what do you do? What kind of agency you place the student in? Can you go back to your program and say, I can't place the student? We have to look at not having the student right now, maybe helping the student defer until they develop a little bit more and are ready to come back. And to consult with people who do the same work, because not everybody understands the role of the field director in social work. Mm-hmm. And so faculty members are just concerned about their classes, and they're concerned about the students, but in the context of their classes. But it's the field director who goes, they're working with agencies, they're working with clients, and we need the agencies. The agencies are, the community agencies are the ones who we nurture, the field directors nurture, because without them, our students don't have internships. And if we give them students that are absolutely detrimental to their clients and to the agency, they're not going to want to work with us. And so a field director has to balance the needs of the program, the needs of the student, and the needs of the community agency. And so that's not always so easy, you know. And so this is where having a community of mentors is like, what did you do? And everybody, we've all had the same kinds of situations. And so it's really nice to hear what have other people done in a similar situation. And then it helps you think about in your situation, how do you make it work? How do you use, there's maybe something that you didn't think of that somebody else did.
So Reva, you've reflected on challenges and adversity and
strengths.
Yeah, and then the strengths and team collaboration. You talked about mentoring, and we're honored that you put us in that group of mentors, so thank you. Tell us or tell your story about what you would advise giving for new field directors. What advice would you give new field directors?
So, advice for new field directors. This is what I wish some of this is what I wish I would have had. And what's taken me like almost 14 years to kind of develop. But it's the idea that you may be the only field director in your program. Well, you might be the only field director, but you might be the only person in the field education program in your program, or you might work, you might be in a much bigger school and work with, have a big team in front of you. But to know that even if you're by yourself, you're not by yourself. Mm-hmm. And to know that you don't have to know everything, and to ask, not to be afraid to ask the questions, mm-hmm. and not to be afraid to look at the research and see what else has gone on, and not to be afraid to write down your own experiences and consult with them. We ask our students to keep agendas and to keep reflective narratives about their own experiences, mm-hmm. and be able and use them in the future. We need to be able to do that too. And our time, we have a lot of competing demands as a field director, but not to be afraid to take the time, mm-hmm. take the time to slow down, to be intentional, to be mindful of what you're doing, and not feel that you've got a knee jerk. You know, like I still often have a tendency to knee jerk, and then I need to like be able to stop myself and pull back.
Yeah, to be intentional and not reactional.
Exactly, yeah. To be very mindful, mm-hmm. of what I'm doing, because what I'm doing is gonna matter to the other people in the different communities that I work with, both faculty, students, and the community agencies.
And administration
of the university.
Yeah.
Because it reflects on the university. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Consulting, yeah. Legal, consulting,
right.
Other.
Right. And if we, it's important to the university that our program sends out students that they, that we support the communities, the community agencies who work with our students, that they feel they get really good support from us. And I think that's another takeaway I would give to a new field director is do not. You might think that your student is the most important. They're just as important as the agencies. And they need, the agencies really rely on being able to reach you to your relationship with them. And it's the relationship. Your relationship with them is what will keep the agencies coming back, yeah. and working with you.
Sustainability of a program.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
So, Reva, thank you so much for all of those pearls of wisdom about being a field educator. So, at this point, you've retired, and what does your future hold?
Well, I retired and went back to work the next day. Back in my as a consultant, as an interim, and you know, I have loved being a field director. I think it's one of the most amazing jobs, and I'm ready to retire. I'm going to travel. I'm going to spend more time with my daughter and her husband and my granddaughter and my son and his fiance and my husband. Can't forget him. We're going to travel a little bit, and I plan to stay involved in the community as a volunteer, and also in whatever aspect the program needs me, whatever I can add of value, whether on a committee or as a liaison. It's the most amazing job to be a field educator and a field director, to see these, and I said this much earlier, to see people blossom in the field, to see them become professionals. And it's, and while I'm ready not to do it full time, while I'm ready to go on with the rest of my life, I want to just keep a little bit of my finger involved. Yeah. So, so family, travel, doing things that I haven't had an opportunity to do, like read a novel. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that would be a word of advice to a new field director. Take time to read something for fun. Mm-hmm. Go to a movie, you know, like don't neglect your own life. Do self-care. And I think I will have time now to do a lot of self-care. I look forward to that.
Thank you so much for allowing us to interview you, but more so for all of your contributions to the social work community, the field education community, to the BPD, and to the three of us. As much as you have said that we've been your mentors, you have also mentored us, and we so much appreciate the contribution that you have provided, that you have offered, and the time and just the knowledge and the joy, actually, also of being a field educator. So thank you.
And in the same way that you talked about watching students blossom, I know we've been witness to each other's growth, and it's been a joy to watch and to know you for at least 10 years and to watch you blossom and grow into leadership and take on committees and write a chapter in a book that seems been important to the field educator. So just thank you for letting us journey with you.
Thank you.
And Reva, we wish you the grace and wisdom to sit back and enjoy what you have developed in your life, of yourself and your family. And in the many, many, many lives that you have planted seeds in.
Thank you.
Are we sure we're finished recording? I say yes.
Yes.